Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Quizzical. This is a podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven very few of the answers. Unfortunately, we will see if we can change that today. It is our very first live episode of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, which is actually happening 2021. Thank you for being here. You are on mic, so as much laughing as possible, please. This is the first time that we're testing out if this podcast is actually funny. Up until now, we have assumed that the truth is on its way. Today's contestant, drumroll please, is a surprisingly fit erotic dancer who most recently has performed for audiences of Magic Mike, as well as the casting people at Magic Mike, and I guess also probably friends while practicing for Magic Mike. He once made the mistake of running for Parliament and enjoys being listened to on the radio with his friend Hobba. Please welcome, all the way from Sydney, Australia, it's the artist Michael Hing.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome, Michael.
Thank you. I've done this podcast once before via Zoom, and I don't think I did very well.
No, well, I can't. I should have looked up your score, but I assume it's like 4.
Yeah, it was not very good. You all know this. I'm very dumb. Very stupid, uninformed, have never learnt anything.
No, you get the news at the top of the hour every day.
Well, I don't, yeah, so we can work in radio, so at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock, there's a 3-minute news bulletin, and what I do then is turn the radio down.
You are the radio.
Yeah, but they're doing that. I turned down because, in the studio, we turned down the monitors because, I don't know if you know this, we're trying to do a comedy show and the news is very sad all the time.
Yeah.
Nothing happens as good. It's just constant trauma and awfulness. And, you know, I'll leave that to when I'm after work. That's my after work treat, is to learn about what's happened.
Because this morning when I was getting ready for this, I thought maybe I'd put on like a suit and tie and be like the quiz like host person. But it was the first like business button-up I'd tried since lockdown. And they don't fit anymore. And so I just went with the loose T-shirt in the end. But you went a different way during 2020, 2021.
What do you mean?
Well, you've got all sort of fit and dance alike. It's impossible to Google your name at the moment without seeing strippers.
Right, okay. No, so for people who are aware, yes, I tried to audition for the Magic Mike stage show. And somehow, I'm here and not touring with them. I don't know how. Because I thought it would be funny to audition for Magic Mike with a character called Magical Michael. Like a maybe a magician thing, maybe some sort of warlock, I don't know. It was a fun idea. But to do that, I had to get at least what I would call nerd-jacked. Which isn't the same as even regular unfit. But yeah, so I started doing exercise a little bit at home, mostly. But because we're living in an apartment building, I thought I had more privacy than I did. And I'm very lazy. Didn't want to have to exercise and then wash my exercise clothes. So I was doing a lot of, unfortunately, naked star jumps. And... And we got on the building.
But you just like to hang around naked, though, don't you?
I do. I'm a very nude boy. I'm a very nude boy in the privacy of my own home. But we did get, you know, I don't know if anyone here lives in an apartment block that has its own like admin portal where you've got to like log like any pest control stuff or whatever.
No.
On that, no,
no.
Oh well,
I've never heard of having to log into my apartment building.
Yeah, it's a tedious thing. There, everyone's gonna have to do it soon. But in that there was a sort of not a message that was that had my name in it, but was definitely about me, about the visibility of people's living rooms from the external courtyard.
Well, if you could keep your clothes on just for the next hour,
sure.
While we do a quiz, do you do a quiz on the show, on the radio show?
Occasionally, yeah. Occasionally? It's always like
probably not this difficult.
No, it's always like who wants to do a nang? That's.
According to my local park, everyone. Well, we've got some assistance for you today because we do the quiz from the Saturday paper, which is the hardest quiz in the country. Ooh, yes. Let's start that as a tradition. Ooh. So we have a brains trust. Would you like to meet them?
Yes.
Well, please, welcome to the stage, Michael Hing's ex-wife, Michaela Wank. Thank you for being here, Michaela.
Just glad to be able to see Michael. He's been avoiding my calls.
Yeah.
Hello, Michaela.
Michael.
How long has it been since you've last seen... since you've last seen Michael.
Well, I've gone to every one of his shows. Every one he's done. And the first one was a bit rocky, but they are getting better. But no, he won't. He refuses to acknowledge my existence. It was... I'm just glad to be here that you gave me this forum that I can now...
Air your grievances.
Air my grievances and mine.
A lot of people don't know why we broke up. It's because I talk a lot about cuck comedy. And Michaela, I think, took that quite literally. And it was very, very well intentioned, but that was the reason we broke up. Yeah.
Now, Michaela Wank, did you used to have a...
Sorry.
I know, I laughed.
Sorry, what was your last name?
Well, it's actually... No, but well, when we were married, I did hyphenate it.
You did hyphen it.
So what was your...
Michaela Wanking.
Yeah. It's good stuff, but the Brains Trust does not end there. We actually have two more members of the Brains Trust. I'd like to welcome out a British train driver who is also a professional film and TV extra, Bondell, and Bondell's daughter, Bondell the Third.
All right, Bondell. It's lovely to be here.
Thanks for being here, Bondell.
No worries.
And for bringing Bondell the Third.
Yeah, she's my beautiful daughter. She's Bondell the Third, isn't it?
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
Now, you're a train driver in the UK. Thank you for taking time out to do the quiz today.
Yeah, so I am. I've done my quarantines for this.
Yep.
You did 2 weeks in a hotel quarantine.
I went
to do this podcast.
Yeah, like the Australian Open tennis players. We brought her out.
No, I've done about 5 weeks quarantine now. Because I just liked it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, can I just stay for a bit?
Booked in some extra weeks.
Yes! It's gorgeous. They give you click up.
Bondell.
What?
You drive trains in the UK?
Yeah.
Do you know Thomas?
Yeah.
And Gordon?
I know Gordon, I know Gordon. I do like Gordon. I respect Gordon. Mm-hmm. I think that Thomas is taking the piss.
He is.
Absolutely. Michaela, I like you.
What's your beef with Thomas? What's he ever done?
What, he walks around like he's the only train, isn't it? But he's not the only train. He's just walked around, oh, hello, I'm Thomas, I do things traditionally. Well, get with the times, Thomas. Trains drive themselves, basically, except for when I'm driving Bondel driving. But a lot of people, you don't understand. Oh, I'm a steam train, I'm a steam, fuck off. Just conservative and old, you know. He'll die soon.
Shall we do a quiz? Are you happy with your brains trust, Michael?
Yeah, no, so good, so good. Yeah.
Looks like trains and your life will be covered. Let's see what else comes up. Question number one.
Mm-hmm.
Australian Law Appeal this month, we're in March, became a two-time world champion in which sport?
Sport, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, we're starting with sport.
Well, goodness, I don't know anything.
Do you follow any sports?
I follow...
E-sports.
E-sports. He's addicted. He's absolutely addicted to it.
Yeah? Would take up a lot of the time? Like, what was it? What was sort of
on
a
our
day...
wedding night. He played Stars Craft.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry to hear that.
It was really... You know, I knew it was the beginning of the end.
On our wedding night, you knew it was the beginning of the end?
Yes. When I was lying there waiting for you.
And he what, he's in the next room?
He was in the next room with his in that big, big gamer chair that he has with the lights on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And all the... she was the other woman, that gamer chair.
Oh, the chair itself was the other woman.
Embracing him.
Mm-hmm.
Giving him things I couldn't. Anyway, what's the question?
It was, we're looking for a two-time Australian world champion of a certain sport. Her name
Michael's
is Laura
trying
Appeal.
To change the topic.
Law Appeal.
Law Appeal. Well, I can tell you about a law appeal that I had to do when he wouldn't sign the papers for our divorce.
I wouldn't sign the papers for our divorce. I was trying to hold on.
It's nice to hear you admit
it. Well, that's understandable. I mean, look what you've lost here in Mecalia. Yeah,
it's true, it's true, it's true.
You're obviously not into the esports.
No, I'm a netballer.
What? Well, sorry, I forget. What position do you play in netball?
I play wing defence, the most important role in all of netball.
Yeah. Yeah. And the trouble is, Michael, you will never hear if she needed.
Wow.
All right.
All right. Well, let's.
Couple of netball fans in the audience.
I had to pivot to another man.
Yeah. How is Frank? Is he well?
He's beautiful.
Oh, God.
Bondel, do you ever get to meet the passengers that are on your trains when you travel around?
Oh, I don't let them on unless I meet them. Yeah, no. Oh. I meet every single passenger. I say, hello, I'm Bondel. Toot, toot, welcome aboard. I say, what are you doing tonight? I say, just trying to go to work. I say, oh, that's fantastic. Where do you work? Then they'll tell me where they work. Etc. Etc.
And so, I mean, the train network in the UK is used sort of, you know, we fly a lot in Australia, but they get everyone. So you must have met some people in your time, some politicians, maybe some sports people.
Oh yeah. I've met the sports people.
Really?
I have. Yes, I've met David Beckham, isn't it?
Have you now?
You met David Beckham on a train.
Yeah. Yeah, I drove him to Gloucester, which is my daily route.
From where?
From Fredericton
to
down up north where they got the Chunders, all through the Chunders up and down, and then I'd arrive in Gloucester. You've seen it's in Harry Potter. It's very famous. David Beckham's lovely though. He's lovely. You know he goes in the normal carriage. He goes in the normal people carriage. Because I've got VIP carriage.
Do you now?
Yeah, I've got VIP carriage.
Is that like a UK train thing, or you've just created your own VIP carriage?
No, I've just made my own VIP carriage. I went down to Tesco's and I got some nice little snacks. I got some tomatoes. You know, little ones that come in a little packet. So yeah. I got a little punnet and little tomatoes. Everyone can have their own since COVID, isn't it? You've got to have your own tomatoes. You can't have sharing punnets in the VIP carriage. So I got my own little VIP carriage, and then I did get some lovely homewares. I've gone down to Primark and I got some Live, Laugh, Love stuff. I got something with actually Victoria Beckham. I got a little cushion with her face on it and it says, don't worry, be skinny. And so I put it there and then he said, oh, that's my wife. And I said, and then he went to the normal people carriage and I was like, what's going on?
But Australian Laura Peel this month became a two-time world champion in which sport?
I'm so no guesses from either of you.
I told you what it is.
Okay.
David Beckham.
Well, it's this month. So this month. So what sporting events have been happening this month?
Was it tennis?
Well, it's like a winter. It'll be a winter sport.
Overseas, do you think?
What about skiing?
It's not winter. No. It's just that we're in Melbourne.
That's right.
All right. Yeah. I'm just gonna take squash.
Let's say squash.
You're gonna go squash.
Australia's quite good at squash, aren't we?
I don't know.
Name one squash player. Name your favourite.
Laura Peel.
Laura Peel.
Yeah.
Question number two. What is the name of the pilgrimage to Mecca that is one of the five pillars of Islam? This should be a rich well of comedy.
I do that route as well. I drive that. I drive that.
Do ya?
Toot toot, all aboard.
From London to Mecca.
Yeah.
How long's the trip?
Oh. Couple days.
A couple of days. And what do you call the trip? Because I guess that's what we're after.
You know what would be good, though, is this is going to sound crook, but it's actually a funny joke.
That's how Michael starts all his shows.
What would actually be really good is if you were on a train to Mecca, right?
Yeah.
And you had to do your prayers.
Yeah.
Sometimes at the airport and stuff, there's a big arrow, but because you're heading to Mecca, the arrow would just be the same direction as the train. That's fun, isn't it? It's fun, isn't it?
What? What do you mean that's a funny joke?
I think I can understand why you left him.
What was crook.
Yeah.
Well,
what's
just
so crook about this?
Nothing is.
It's just a comment about direction.
Yeah. Directional comedy. Everyone loves it. I would just say it's going to sound like I'm making a joke about the pilgrimage, which I would never do because my current girlfriend.
What?
Oh my God. Are you alright?
No, finish that sentence.
My current girlfriend's family.
Oh my God.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay, fine. I've met her family. I'm sorry we spent 6 years together. I never met your family, Michaelia.
Not at the wedding?
Well, we didn't invite you.
No,
we got
married at the hi-fi bar, didn't we?
It was a big thing. We did it as part of the festival in 2018.
Just after Zoe and Reese.
Yeah, we were like, well, they've had their say. Let's have another.
We did. It was a comment about the sanctity of heterosexual marriage.
We got paid a lot of money by the Liberal Party to do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was really.
Actually, yeah, Michaelia is a very individual name. I can only think of one other.
Mm, yes, no.
Do you have a.
We don't.
Yeah, in improv, if you can't yes and you, yeah, nah.
Oh, that's just typical of you, Michael, just dragging me down when I'm just trying to perform on stage. You know I'm not a performer.
That's true. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say that, love. You're a darling. You're made for the stage. Look at you shining. You've got the most beautiful face.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not your value, but you do. You've got such a beautiful face. And you're so nice and funny.
I am
and
nice.
It's just yap, yap, yap. Oh, you're gorgeous.
The pilgrimage is called Hajj.
Oh, shut up.
Okay.
Why don't you go tell that to your girlfriend?
Question number three.
when she finds out about this, she's going to be furious
yeah,
at
she's
you.
She's going to be so mad at me.
Question number three. Do perpendicular lines intersect?
Perpendicular?
Did you study maths?
No, I've never. No, yeah. No, yeah, perpendicular lines, that's right angles. So they do.
You reckon they do? Do you work with perpendicular lines, Bondell?
Yeah, yeah. All my train tracks, I say, can I get perpendicular? so all the shapes of the train is sort of just makes more room for my VIP carriage. If I can have perpendicular tracks, but it does make it hard when you get to the edge. Yeah, yeah. No, I do drive the perpendicular route. Not everyone can do that.
Question number four. Which book by journalist and author Jess Hill won the 2020 Stella Prize? What did you spend your time doing, Michaelia, while Michael was watching the eSports? Did you have your own hobbies? Anything that you'd get up to?
Well, some people call it a hobby, but I would say it was my career. I have a little Etsy store. And I make things out of my hair.
Do you?
Yeah.
And do you sell these things?
I do, yeah. Like a beautiful little egg cup holder. Little egg cozy.
Egg cup holder. So not an egg cup, but a holder for the egg cup.
Yeah, like it's like a stubby cooler. Yeah. It's a stubby cooler for your egg cup.
Yeah. Yeah. So you put the egg in the egg cup, yeah, the egg cup and the egg cup holder.
Yeah, just for
the
insulation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Egg cup holder.
Yeah.
That's right.
That must be a mess. And how do you work with
dolls? You made those little dolls as well out of your hair?
Yes.
The whole doll or just the hair for the doll?
No, I do the whole doll. And then for the hair, I do nails.
Mm. So just DNA mixed up in a doll.
It's just, you know, because, you know, that's just having a part of me.
Yeah, exactly.
And I did a bit of, Michael's hair. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll slobber all over that envelope.
Yeah.
Make it sopping wet. Pop it in the post.
Yeah. No one's happy with that, but
I love it. No, I think that's lovely. I think that would you be able to crochet me out of your hair and nails a Victoria Beckham?
Yes.
All right. That's great. That's
why do you want a Victoria? So you met David Beckham.
Yeah.
Which is obviously a big moment in your life. I mean, to have met someone that famous.
Well, I meet people who are famous all the time.
And so, but you want a Victoria Beckham made out of hair and nails and spit.
Is that for your VIP room?
Yeah.
Oh, gorgeous.
I just wanted to be the host, you know, and she doesn't want to do it. She's busy. So I'd like to have, just a different
one. A life-size one.
Yeah, a life-size one. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I guess then when David catches the train as well, he's got Victoria there.
Yeah, that's nice. I just want to make him feel comfortable. And I do love Victoria. I think she's the best singer.
No, I think she's uptight. Oh, I think she is. She seems rude. No, don't you think?
No, well, she was Posh Spice, wasn't she? No?
Yeah.
No, I think she was.
Yeah, she's posh.
I don't know why these two are furious at you for that.
This is really giving me the shits today.
What have I done?
No, she was Posh Spice. She was. Yeah, you're right. You're right. She was.
Anyway.
But she's so much more.
I don't know the answer to this because I don't read.
Uh-huh.
Wait, what was the question?
It was to name a book, but I haven't read a book in, I don't know. I haven't read a book since, 2003.
What was it? What was the last book that you do you remember? Esports Daily.
Nah, it was probably I don't know.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, it was something stupid.
Rowan of Ren.
Emily Rodder.
Yeah.
Oh, my favourite.
Gorgeous.
People say it's a book for children. No,
it's lovely.
I think it was. Embarrassingly, it was a book called The Something in the Olive Tree. And it was by some economist, and it was real bad, and it ruined books for me forever.
Do you think maybe you started with a bad book? Do you think if you maybe went for a different book than The Something in the Olive Tree by some economist, that you might enjoy it more?
I can't read.
Do you want to put down The Something in the Olive Tree?
Yeah. No, it's not
I read it, actually, but you haven't asked me.
What's the book?
It's called Look What You Made Me Do. And I thought it would be a really fun book about an... it wasn't very fun, I'll just say that.
All right. Look What You Made Me Do.
Still taking things from your ex-wife?
Ooh.
Well, she was offering... is that okay for me to...
Yeah, sure. No, have that. Have that. Go on. Maybe you could read it to your son.
Hmm? I think it would be a lovely idea to do that.
Oh, so you want to meet him now? Interesting.
Question number 5.
Oh, this is fucked. What if my choice at this point was to go full divorce court dad? Just like, I would love to meet him. But the problem is the family court out there is just
not good because Cash storms in.
I agree. Yeah,
I can say whatever I like, but you've still got to be Michael Hing, don't you?
Go full
Michael
Hing.
I can put anything on you.
Yeah. I'm aware that this podcast has never done this before, so I've personally victimized the person, and I'm enjoying it quite a bit.
Toot toot. Yeah. Toot toot. Toot bloody toot.
Question number 5. What type of rocks form when molten rock, magma or lava, cools and solidifies?
Ooh.
There's multiple choice here.
Uh-huh. Good.
Igneous, sedimentary, or metamorphic?
I reckon it's igneous because...
Do you want to play the game first though?
Yeah. I'm just guessing. I'm just.
Because these guys have paid for an hour.
Well, I was in my head working out how many questions we've gone through. And we going through too quickly?
We're good. We're okay. Smack on time.
Because no, I wouldn't worry, because listen, I will fill that time.
Yeah, let's just get to the end and then have a chat.
Because sedimentary, I think, is that's like sediment, which is not. God. Yeah. I don't know, let's talk more about my son. My son's really into rocks. That's
no, keep
know.
Going. Sedimentary.
Yes, he's been sending him a rock in the mail every day.
Wow, really?
Who's been sending who a rock?
You've been sending your son a rock.
Jamoan
in the mail
has
every
been
day.
Sending you a rock.
Oh, Jamoan's been sending him a rock.
You called my son Jamoan?
Yeah. Jamoan Wang. Jamoan
no, I named him after his father, Jamoan Hing. And he.
Is he funny?
He's awful. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe my least favourite person in the world. Can I just be honest with you?
You hate your son.
He's horrible.
That's what makes a good mother, actually. One who'll raise a little dickhead.
What do you not like about our son?
Jamoan. Say his name.
What don't you like about Jamoan?
He's vegan. For starters.
Yep. What other traits of Michael does he have?
He loves the movie Magic Mike, which is fine, but I just think it's too old for him.
Yeah.
And, you know.
How old is Jamoan now?
Well, he is 8 years old.
8? When did we get divorced again?
Oh, you just don't drag numbers into this, you and your maths brain. He's 8 years old.
And he's already doing the old star jumps in the nut, isn't he? He's been kicked out of school.
How do you know this?
I've been listening backstage
to what she's been saying to about him.
What?
Women talk. Watch out, boys. I've met a man called Jamoan. Different man. This one's a comedian. I met him.
It
went
like?
On my train. Oh, he was good. I think he's Australian. Don't know. Never heard of him. But he's Australian comedian, yeah.
So that's sedimentary.
That's a bit of a funny joke, if you know, but Jim Owens is very famous here.
That's sedimentary. Do you know what metamorphic is?
Or maybe it's metamorphic then. I don't know. Metamorphic would suggest changing, so maybe it's that one.
You wouldn't mind hearing about that?
Yeah. It's time to change, Hing.
I tried.
All the time.
I tried.
They are a changing. I'm also a singer. That's why I do so much TV and film extra work, because sometimes they need to do. So in Mamma Mia, I was in that.
I forgot for a second that you're an extra in
film
and TV.
Yeah, I forgot as well. Now I remember.
It's amazing you're in the movies.
Yeah, I was in the movies, yeah.
Which ones?
Okay, I was in Mamma Mia. And then have you seen Mamma Mia 2?
Oh, yes.
Here we go again. I'm in that. And I'm in Gladiator with the Russell Crowe.
Who are you in Gladiator?
I'm a Trojan horse. And
you were the horse?
Yeah, I was the horse, yeah.
And they filled you with people?
Yeah.
Sent you in?
Yeah.
And they all scurried out of you?
They scurried out, yeah. I was like, oh, nay, isn't it?
They must have cut that scene.
No, I don't think they did, no.
Oh.
Michaela, you were taking acting classes for a while, weren't you?
Oh, yes.
How's that going? I guess we haven't spoken. How's it going? Have you gotten any parts lately?
I had a role in Pippin, the local musical.
Oh, that's lovely. I love Pippin.
Oh, everyone was a bitch.
Oh.
I dropped out.
Right.
Theatrical people are all bitches.
Right.
Oh, you're on the silver screen.
Oh, I'm on
you're
the,
not
yeah,
like
no, I'm more yeah. of a no. sort of tel- I'm more of a TV personality.
No, I'm very good though. I'm very. Give me any emotion, or I'll do it.
Late at night, not getting the cab that you want.
Oh, come on!
Oh, that's gorgeous.
That was pretty
good. Pretty good.
That's good. Just hang on. Okay, so you go into the ice cream shop. Your favourite ice cream shop, you love it there, and you know the guy, right? You know him, you talk to him all the time, you know his family. And so you're going in there, and you're like, you're going for rum and raisin, because you've all day been like, I want to get rum and raisin. And then you go there, but there is no rum and raisin left, and you are going to have to now order a peppermint.
Oh, come on!
Yes!
Wow. Pretty good.
That is pretty beautiful. Good. The range.
Yeah.
But what type of rocks form when molten rock cools and solidifies?
Lava ones.
Lava ones?
Yeah.
So do we reckon it's igneous or metamorphic?
Lava ones.
Well, that wasn't an option.
Well,
Blondale, so.
I think outside the box, isn't it? toot toot.
Michaela, what do you reckon? Igneous or metamorphic? Probably
or
metamorphic
lava
ones. It's changing.
Mm, yeah, but metamorphic.
All right, metamorphic.
All right, metamorphic. Question number six. Nick Molnar.
Sorry, no what?
No, that's correct, yeah. Question number six. Nick Molnar and Anthony Eisen founded which Australian fintech company in 2015? Do you watch the ASX, Michael?
No, what is fin? I know about FinDom. What is
financial? It means financial technology.
Uh-huh. Is an Australian one of them, is there?
There's eight of them.
Yeah.
I used to work for one, me, Bondell.
What fintech company did you work for?
I worked for a company called Toot Toot.
Toot Toot?
Yeah, I work for them.
Oh, wow.
I've got a lot of jobs.
Well, they all seem to be engineers. You're a train engineer.
Yeah.
And you're a coding engineer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a silver screen star.
What does Toot Toot do?
Toot Toot, they set up, you pay for your train.
Wait, is it the Mikey?
Yeah.
Do they run Mikey?
They call it Mikey now, but it used to be called Toot Toot.
It's a real shame.
People used to walk around saying, got to top up a Toot Toot.
Don't forget to touch on your Toot Toot.
Can I top up my Toot Toot here? I just want to put $10 on my Toot Toot.
Did that mean that the train guards came around and were like, can I see your Toot Toot as well?
Yeah, and that is why they did rebrand. It was a problem. Yeah. No, it was a lot of indecent exposure getting around on the train.
Yeah.
But I still say to David Beckham, I say, can I see your Toot Toot? And he did say
Wait,
no.
Is David Beckham still on your train?
Yeah, I won't let him off. It's not safe out there, David. You gotta stay on his train.
Has he been asking for Victoria Beckham, and you're gonna get him a hair and nail Victoria Beckham?
It's not that he's been asking for it. It's more of a sort of a cry, try and call her before I took his phone. So just desperately trying to get a sense of normalcy. You know, can I go home? Can I go home? I'll miss my wife and kids.
Is the train still running?
Yeah.
So you just put it on autopilot while you came here and did 5 weeks of quarantine?
Yeah, because it's perpendicular, so it's just...
Yeah.
And David's just looking out the window.
Yeah, he likes it when it moves. It rocks him to sleep.
It's like a Snowpiercer sort of situation.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was the question? The
question was, Nick Molnar and Anthony Eisen founded which Australian fintech company in 2015?
Well, you know men, they like to put their names on everything, don't they?
So
they
do. It's called Anthony and FinTech or something?
You're a terrible listener. The man's name isn't FinTech. It's Nick Molnar and the other one.
Yeah.
So Eisen?
Anthony Eisen.
It'll be called like Mole Eyes or something.
I know about one fintech in Australia, and uh-huh. It's called Medipass.
What does it do?
Medical pass.
Sorry, is that what it does, or you just don't want to answer this question?
I'm passing.
Let's go with Medipass.
Medipass. Lock in Medipass. Question number seven. TV documentary pioneer and filmmaker Michael Apted, who died in January 2021. Is known for which long-running television documentary series? TV documentary pioneer and filmmaker Michael Apted, who died in January 2021, is known for which long-running television documentary series? You don't read books, but do you watch documentaries?
No.
You turn down the news?
Yeah. I'm so...
How do you keep informed?
So dumb.
I'm very smart, and I think it's one of the world ones where they look at all the animals and that.
Do you reckon he made like... Richard Attenborough or something. David
Attenborough. He made David Attenborough. Yeah, he's David Attenborough's dad.
Did you make him in a lab?
Yeah. That's how they all get made.
What's your favourite documentary? Do you like documentary about trains?
I do. And I like that Louis Theroux.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He catches trains.
Yeah, he gets on trains, yeah. No, he's gotten on a couple of trains, yeah.
Is he on your train right now by any chance?
Yeah.
Toot toot.
Toot toot. I thought I was going to come on here and talk about TV and films.
Yes. Well, you get this is your opportunity.
No, it's all right.
What other? What about that? Isn't there that documentary where they talk to the little children back in the 60s and they go, "How's your life?" And then they wait till they're old and they go, "How's your life?" And then they talk about that.
Like,
that?
Like check in with your children every 7 years, sort of thing.
Is it Seven?
Is it called Seven?
It's Seven. It's a documentary called Seven, and it's Seven.
It's about a serial killer, if I recall correctly. And they check in with the serial killer every 7 years.
Yeah. See how many people they've decapitated. Yeah.
I think that is called, it's like called Seven Up, and then they go 14 up, 21 up, et cetera, et cetera.
That's why I said Seven Up. That's why I said,
yeah,
I said it.
Yeah, I think it could be that one.
You reckon it's Seven Up?
Seven Up.
Like the drink.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
We'll put down.
That's where they got the name from, I imagine.
I'm making a version of that documentary of Jamoan.
Uh-huh.
For you, so you can see what you've missed out on all these years.
And I'm making a documentary of that as well, but mine's about Jamoan the comedian.
For all the for all the times I've missed out on seeing him.
Yeah, so it starts when he was doing the cooking show, Bob Franklin, and then 7 years later he does like a gala and he's doing some funny bits, and then he's sort of regional touring, and then there's a bit where he's in Edinburgh.
In 2014, Jamoan did a show on SBS about the World Cup, and I was a guest on it once, and he basically every joke
we're going to broadcast this, by the way, just before you tell the rest of this story. Just in case. I just thought you should double check.
No, I think it's okay. Basically, every joke...
He was great.
The whole experience was great. And, we had a great time.
My daughter, Bondell Jr., got so spooked by that story, she freaked out and just gave herself one lick on the bottom and now settling back down.
Have we said that Bondell is a dog yet for people listening?
No.
She's just being quiet. She's not a dog.
I'm sorry.
That's not her value. She's gorgeous, but she's Bondell the third. Where are you going, Bondell?
Wait, so she's not a dog?
Where are you going?
Is this a human daughter you have?
Yeah, it's my daughter. I've got to have her on this lead, otherwise she runs off and gets into all the Maccas.
So this is your human daughter you have on a lead who got so spooked and then licked her own ass.
Yes!
Now she's gone under my leg.
Yes!
I'm sniffing around.
Bondell, come here! What are you doing? What are you doing? Nothing. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Seven Up. Shall we put down Seven Up?
Seven Up, please. Yes.
All right. Question number 8. In which artistic field is Australian Bruce Dorr renowned? Michaela, do you get into the arts very much? Do you like, you know, all the sort of things that would pop up on ABC's The Mix? You know, a little bit of heading down to the gallery, but also some classical music in a park.
Oh, it's all a bit hooty-tooty for me.
Mm.
A lot of that art, you know, these people, they just think they're a genius just because they could paint a painting or talk into a microphone for an hour, you know. Mm.
Okay. Sometimes it is quite strenuous on the vocal cords, though. So
you got to do your warm-up.
Talking into a device that is designed to amplify your voice for you. For 1 hour every evening for a short period of time? That's strenuous?
It's not proper work, but compared to like video games, it's hard.
Well, what a diverse character this Michael Hing is.
So Bruce Dorr, you don't
Bruce Dorr. Bruce Dorr. I don't know. Painting?
Yeah, I think it's probably painting.
Do you get much of the Australian arts in the UK? Lots of Australian artists head over to London, don't they? There's a great tradition of that.
Yeah, we get Neighbours. Oh, I love that.
Do you reckon Bruce Dorr's on Neighbours?
Yeah, he's probably right down Neighbours.
Neighbours, I think.
In which artistic field is Australian Bruce Dorr renowned? Neighbours?
Neighbours.
Neighbours.
Yeah.
Pretty
sure. Yeah, right down Neighbours. I love Neighbours. Give me a cheer if you see Neighbours.
Who's your favourite? Right. Who's your favourite?
Susan.
Why do you love Susan so much?
Because she's fucking great. And I love Dr. Carl as well. And I love Rob Mills is on it now.
Is he?
He is, yeah.
Do you like him?
Does he play Rob Mills?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
He's as himself?
I hope so, yeah.
Otherwise, there's just a person in Ramsey Street who looks exactly like Millsy.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
It could be, yeah. No, I think
it's
Ocean's
12 thing where Rob Mills is playing Rob Mills, yeah. But who is Rob Mills? Mm. And if it's in the real world, did Rob Mills exist?
Yeah. I think that's what...
He's the Julia Roberts
of Julia Neighbours. Roberts of Ramsey Street.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Can you write down the Julia Roberts of Ramsey Street for the answer? Thank you. I love Rob Mills in real life and also as this character, Bontel. He's a friend of both of us.
Can you name
what?
A song? I don't know a song that he sung. What songs did he sing?
Well, he sang that song, Miss...
Miss.
It goes like this. Miss. Looking around the place. Miss. I should have won the show. Miss. Now I'm all neighbours. Miss. Can't wait till he hears this.
Wow.
No, he does musicals, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I didn't know you were a singer as well.
Trouble. I'm a singer. Yeah, I told you I was a singer, for goodness sake.
Question number 9, a maths question. What is 11 cubed?
Shut up!
What is cubed? Do you know what cubed is?
Yeah, you...
A Nissan.
Easy to park. Isn't it? Oh, yeah. Just slides right in.
Yeah. Because you just pull up, you get out, and then you push it in, don't you?
Yeah.
Sideways, perpendicular.
Yeah.
Cubed, is that, would that be 11 times 11 times 11?
Times 11. So, what's that? 11
doesn't
times
even make sense.
What do you mean?
I hate maths. Yuck.
Do you know 11 times 11, Bondell?
No, I don't know 11 times 11, Bondell.
How dare you ask?
How would I know 11 times 11? I've just been walking around, I know all the words. Rob Mills' songs. And that's all I've got room for up there. And all the train routes I got all the trains and all my lines that I have that sometimes get cut, but I did do NCIS once and I did get to say, oh no! I'll never forget that line.
Why? What was the occasion of saying oh no?
Oh, well, I went into a coffee shop. Mm. So it wasn't actually the crime part, but my character was sitting in a coffee shop and I sort of looked at the coffee and I realised that that's soy and I didn't order soy. And so I've gone, oh no! And then they just continued. It wasn't a plot point, but it was a line.
How could you recognise soy visually?
It's all clumpy, isn't it? They can't bloody cook it right. Only the fancy places could cook a soy latte. Otherwise, it's all foamy and fucking bullshit. Gotta watch out. When it looks smooth, that's when it's gonna. This is serious now. This is an upset I have. Anyway, keep going.
11 times 11 times 11.
11 times 11 times 11.
Does that? Would you be able to do that sort of? That's beyond me.
Oh, no. 11 times 11. I think I could get to that's 1,111. That's how you do that one, and then. Times 11, then you add and you add an 11 to that.
An 11.
Yuck.
So it's 111,111.
That is correct.
Well, there's your first.
Don't you dare gaslight me on this, Michael.
No, I think she's right. I think she's right. I think that's the answer.
Are you being a little puss, Michael? You know maths. I know you do. You said it before. Yeah. What is it?
It'd be, I don't know, 11 times 11 is 121.
And what are you talking about?
According to who?
121?
121. Don't. Why are you looking at
and
me?
And then you times that by 11. So that'd be 1210 plus 121. 1213101.
Oh, we're back at the rocks.
Yeah. Jesus.
Just write down her one then.
I hated that. I hated every second of that.
It was like listening to a robot shit itself.
Yucky. Yuck.
Awful. Jemima's always doing maths.
Oh, yeah?
He won't stop.
Must be infuriating.
It's awful. Everything. He just looks at things and tells me how many of them there are. I don't care.
Mm. He's so much like his father.
Oh. No amplification in our house.
Is that a rule?
True. He can't even roll up a little bit of paper into the shape of a megaphone.
Mm. because that would be amplification.
That'll just, you know, I've just got to...
Is he allowed to raise his hands to his mouth?
Absolutely not. No, no. He has to keep his fingers splayed at all times. I just don't want to encourage it. It's in the blood.
Yeah. Going to put 111,111?
Yes, please.
Sure.
Is there anyone in the audience that really smart that knows what it is? Shut up! Get out of it. Nah, get in. It's cool. Do you come in my tray?
With David Beckham and some hair.
What?
Do you have a family, Blundell?
Yeah.
Who's the daughter?
Who's the what's going on there?
I got David. And I got Blundell Junior. Junior.
Is this David's daughter?
Yeah. That's Blundell Beckham. The third.
The but third?
Yeah, the third.
Because you're the second.
I'm Blundell. No, I'm Beckham. The first. She's what? The third.
Sorry, I know we've just established we're not very good at maths. But this seems easier.
I'm Blundell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this
one,
is your daughter.
One, two, three, that's my daughter.
Sorry, I think we should go over it again. So you're the first.
I'm the first.
Yeah.
Blundell one.
Yeah.
Two, three, that's my daughter.
I don't know why we have to explain this to them over and over
men.
Again.
Men just questions, just yap.
Just believe her.
Believe women.
Oh, God.
Question 10.
That. And you just jumped right in.
Baby, take that out.
This is too hard to edit.
Keep it in then, but do know I'm sorry.
That's why I warned him before.
That's beautiful.
Question 10.
No, keep it. I'm an edgy comic now. I'm edgy.
You're a comedian as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get down the open mic in Liverpool and I get up and I say, oh, well, guess what? Yep. No.
Do the Gotchism comedy store?
Yeah.
You know what I like? What? When comedians roast all the audience.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah. I don't do any writing. I just get up. I go, what's your job, for example? Do you have a job? Yeah. What is it? Oh, work in a servo? More like...
Go on, you can do
work
this.
Work in a... Yep. More like...
Uh-huh.
Work in a pervo?
Yeah, get him.
Got him. Oh, I got him.
Wow. Just like being at Setlist.
Yeah.
As I was saying, question number 10.
Are you going to edit that out?
No.
Don't you dare take that out. It's gorgeous.
Who this month, we got a shot at this, who this month won a 28th Grammy more than any other singer in the 63-year history of the awards? Michael Hing, you work for a music network.
Yeah.
Have the Grammys cropped up?
Nah, too mainstream, bro.
Too mainstream.
No, I have a pretty good guess on this, but do either of you want to have a crack at it?
Well, you're a singer, Blundell.
Yeah, I hope it's that Michael Bublé. Yeah.
Well, you're a singer, actor, comedian.
Yeah.
Have you worked on the stage? Have you treaded the boards before?
I've trod them.
I mean, you've got a shot in EGOT here. If you got a Golden Globe, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Yeah, no, I could got it. I actually won
or
one.
Or a Grammy, rather.
Yeah. No, I won the Silver Pigeon, which is a local theatre award. I won a Silver Pigeon for community... transmission.
hang on, you spread a disease and they gave you an award?
No.
Is that why it's a pigeon? Is it some sort of like pigeon illness?
I knew things were fucked in the UK. I didn't know it was so bad. They were handing out awards for community. That's one of the reasons. It's so the incentives are all wrong.
Yeah. How many people did you give it to get an award?
Hopefully zero.
No, it was community contribution. I just got confused.
You just said the wrong word.
No, it was contribution because in the theatre community, I did give 10 people SARS-CoV-2. The coronavirus COVID-19. No, I'm joking. I gave them chlamydia.
This is one of your edgy jokes.
And I performed a service in it. I've got a special train carriage for that too. Fuck. It's a sexy train.
Michelle.
What?
Bondel, do you mean?
Just speaking.
I think you mean Bondel.
Just, yeah, but just speaking to you very, very briefly. And look at my eyes as I ask you this. Do you think you've done too many podcasts this weekend?
Well, she quarantined for 5 weeks. I mean, got to get bang for the buck.
Yesterday, when you were doing Freedom of Good Home, then none of this happened. And then something's happened between yesterday and today. And now you're joking about giving people SARS and getting an award for it.
Listen, now, however this sounds on the airwaves, it was funny in the room.
But who this month won a 28th Grammy more than any other singer in the 63-year history of the awards?
I'm drunk on attention.
Michaela, you've got a lot of time on your hands now, I imagine.
What do you mean by that? Raising a child by myself? Hardly. He's running around, counting things, setting fire to things.
Sets fires?
Oh, he's awful.
You didn't mention that he's been setting fires. You just complained about the maths.
How is the maths a bigger concern to you than the fires? And when you say setting fires to things, is it just in the house or is he starting, like, devastating bushfires?
No, well, joke about that. That'll be good. Yeah.
We are so close.
Not devastating bushfires, just little controllable ones around the house. I've got to keep, you know, I'm like a, I've got to keep a fire extinguisher strapped to my back at all times, like a Ghostbuster. Putting out fires here and there.
You're a volunteer firefighter.
In a way. Yeah.
Did you watch the Grammys, Michaela?
Oh, no. It was all, it's too depressing,
isn't
it?
They all zoomed in, didn't
they?
It's
all socially distanced. Oh, I did like Cardi B.
Cardi B?
Yes, and Megan Thee Stallion. Very sexy. Aren't they sexy?
Oh, yes.
Do you play much Cardi B on the radio?
Occasionally. We get a lot of angry texts about it from men.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. There's something going on. I don't know what.
Do you reckon Cardi B's won the most Grammys ever?
I think the key word there is singer. Mm-hmm. And I think it's Beyonce. Because I think Alison Krauss has more Grammys, but she's a musician, maybe? I don't know. A different.
All right, Beyonce's musician. Yeah. Beyonce is a musician. I won't hear another word of it.
Oh, maybe it's Alison Krauss then. Let's say Alison. Oh, fuck, I don't know. I think it's Beyonce. Let's
I've never heard of her.
I've never heard of her either, and I wasn't going to say it, and then I thought, that's probably stupid. And then she said, I thought, no, that's smart, because she's smart. Who's that?
She's like a country singer from the US.
I'm a country singer as well. Do you want to hear a song?
Yeah, we'd love to.
What song do you... Which one? The song about which... favourite of my songs? Which one? The one about what?
My favourite of your songs?
Yeah, which
she
one?
She was playing them to us backstage, remember? She had a big stack of CDs.
Sorry,
which
forgot.
One did you like?
I liked the one about your ex-husband.
Right.
That was really nice about him.
Right, that was really nice about him. Okay, I'll do that one. Don't go
I
like
guess
this.
It was just kind of healing for me to hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, no, so it goes like this. It goes... So it goes like this, it goes... David, you're my boy. I never should have left you. You're a nice boy. You were so nice to me. I'm sorry that I got a new David in my family. And that's my singing accent. It's like... That one's about David Tennant, who used to be on my train.
That's 10 questions. How do you think you did, Michael?
I reckon I got maybe 2.
You're hoping for 2?
Yeah, I reckon
shooting
rocks.
Shooting for a low score.
I reckon rocks. Well, I'm saying I reckon I got rocks, and I reckon that's the only one I can think of, actually.
I reckon you got like 8, because the last time I went completely off the rails on this podcast, there was an 8. So. Yeah.
But you go off the rails shocking. On this podcast than on your train, sweetheart.
Yeah, that's true. That is right. Oh, that was with that Robert Mills.
It was.
He's gorgeous, isn't he? Gorgeous. Bless.
Were you on that, Bondel?
Yes. Yeah, don't you remember? If you'd like to go back and listen, there's quite a few characters on that one because I did get tired and decide I wanted to do more.
All right. Shall we see? Shall we see how we
do? Do you want me to do some more characters or not?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Question number one was, Australian Law Appeal this month in March became a two-time world champion. Which sport? You said squash.
I said squash.
But it was aerial skiing.
Oh, well, I said skiing, didn't I? But you ignored it.
Oh, fuck. Yeah,
typical.
Question number two was, what is the name of the pilgrimage to Mecca that is one of the five pillars of Islam? You said the Hajj, and it's the Hajj.
Yes.
That's good. Good job.
Not expecting too much more of that applause. Question... Question number three, do perpendicular lines intersect? You said yes, and it's yes.
Woo!
Come on, it was 50-50. Question number four, which book by journalist and author Jess Hill won the 2020 Stella Prize? You said, Look What You Made Me Do, and it's See What You Made Me Do.
Shut up! In the UK, it was Look. In the UK, it was Look.
Yeah, it was like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Sorry, can't.
Harry Potter and the Look What You Made Me Do.
Oh. Can't give you that one.
Oh, stop it! I'm going to get cancelled.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Shit. I haven't read the book and I think I'm going to regret it when I Google it.
Question number five was, what type of rocks form when molten rock cools and solidifies? You said metamorphic, but it's igneous.
You did want to say that and you should trust your gut and never listen to women.
Question number six, was Nick Molnar and Anthony Eisen founded which Australian fintech company in 2015? You said Medipass and it's Afterpay.
Oh, right.
So not Mole Eyes.
No, not
Mole Eyes. All right.
Question number seven, TV documentary pioneer and filmmaker Michael Apted, who died in January 2021, is known for which long-running television documentary series? You said The Up series and it's The Up series.
Yes.
Getting you to three.
Mm-hmm. Three.
Question feels like more.
So far.
Love that movie. I love the Up series. It's gorgeous, sad at the top, but it's gorgeous. I think you should give us the see what you made me do than to look.
Maybe a half.
I think we should stop talking about it and just move right on.
Question eight, in which... Just like a marriage. Question number eight, in which artistic field is Australian Bruce Dawe renowned? You said Neighbours. But it's poetry.
Oh,
one in the same. Do you want a half point for that as well?
Who's ever read a poem?
I actually like poems. I just want to say Bondell likes poems.
Question, sure. Question
I've got
number nine was, what is 11 cubed? You conveniently swerved 1,331 to say 111,111, but it's 1,331.
Damn it.
No point there. Question 10 was, who this month won a 28th Grammy more than any other singer in the 63-year history of the awards? You said Beyonce, and it's Beyonce.
Yay.
That's pretty
giving
good.
Giving you the average of 4 out of 10.
4 out of 10, everybody. Can I say, I've done the quiz in the paper a lot, and that was, by far, the most stressful rendition of the quiz I have ever undergone.
Well, thank you to the Brains Trust. Thank you, Michaela Wank, for being here. We didn't end up getting as much out of Michaela Wank as I thought we would, but...
Well, I don't know what's so funny about it.
You didn't watch the Grammys. Do you get to watch much TV though at home? Do you just switch on the news at night?
Are you trying to get me to say something?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Do you have a show that you like to watch particularly?
Oh,
you're always watching that SBS.
Oh yes, I love SBS because I love to see all the people of colour having a go. Don't put them on Married at First Sight.
No. You've got to work up to Married at First Sight.
Just give them a go. They can do whatever they want on their own channel. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I would just like to say for anyone listening at home that was not a white lady just saying that. That's probably important that the joke is clear.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Who's your favourite? Do you watch that Alex Lee on the feed?
Oh, yeah, she's awful. I think she's all that in a bag of potato chips.
I think she's lovely. I'm going to get on my train.
She does not want to get on your train.
Thank you for being here anyway, Michaela.
Well, I'm just glad that we all had an opportunity to air our grievances against Michael Hing. Mm-hmm. And Michael, the three others are here in the audience too, the other ex-wives from the other comedy festivals.
Oh, no.
And Jamoan's out the front. He's out the front too. I just left him out there.
Yeah.
He's being looked after by the bar staff. They're doing a lovely job, by the way, keeping him amused.
Bondell, thank you for being here, taking the time out from driving trains and quarantining for 5 weeks.
Just yeah,
to
do no worries.
Now,
yeah.
do you want to plug Michelle Brazier's show, or do you want to pretend that someone else was doing this character? Because you guys can see Geraldine Hickey's show at the Melbourne Town.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Baby Bondell's pouring at me, isn't she? She wants to go.
She's like, this podcast is over.
She still breastfeeds, you see. So she's hungry. She's only 9. Give it up. No, it's Michelle Brazier. I stand by it. Loud and proud. I'm tired.
Have you booked tickets to Michelle Brazier? She starts on April 5th at Comedy Republic at 7:40 p.m.
Is it 5th? I thought it was 6th.
Oh, 6th, is it?
Shit.
I think it's the Tuesday after Easter weekend in yes. Average Bear.
Yes, now you should book a ticket to that. I won't be there. It's different than this. I will just say it's quite a different ride. But maybe I'll pop Blondell in. She's quite a successful character. So I've got a week, I'll work her in.
Yeah.
And she, come
she's
and see
well.
It. Go on, you should come and see it. People buying tickets, did you know? You know, you
I do
own
know.
The venue.
Yeah. I do know. I got a printout. And Michael Hing, thank you very much for being here and putting up with that.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You are on until April 4th.
Yes.
At Comedy Republic as well.
Yes, yes.
In a show called Kill Hing in the Name of.
Yeah.
Well, it's not as good as the other one that we came up with.
What was the Change Hing one?
Yeah.
Change Hing.
Times they are a-changing.
Is it too late to... You know, you can do it, can't you? Because you're his boss, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you should change that.
Times they are a-changing.
I'll change that tomorrow. Congratulations on 4 out of 10, Michael.
Thank you so much.
Angelina Jolie in Change Hing.
What is happening?
That's Wax Quizzical. Thank you for being here.
Bye, everybody.
We'll see you next week. Goodbye. Well, that was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming along. If you didn't, you should come. There's 3 more this Sunday at 4 p.m. and the 2 Sundays that follow. Some of the people that are going to be on across the next few weeks include Zan Rowe in the contestant role. I don't think we're going to make her do a character. We also have Zach from Auntie Donna is going to be on an episode. Ben Russell, fave of Wax Quizzical. And Randy is going to play a character. Randy as somebody else. Yes, if you want to get a ticket, comedyrepublic.com.au is where you can go for the live Wax Quizzicals at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We'll see you there. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.